Welcome to the Beyond Barriers podcast. When women lead, share performance and profits go up 50%. Results are more powerful when everyone is empowered. This is the insight that brought the four founders of Beyond Barriers together. We came from a diverse set of leadership backgrounds with a common goal: to close the gender gap at work and expand economic opportunities for everyone. Tune in each week as one of us interviews inspiring guests who share stories and cutting-edge strategies that will help you learn what helped them go further faster.
The first thing we have to realize is that we control our mind. The way we see, the way we think, and the way we feel. So when you wake up in the morning, it's your decision to say, I'm happy or I am sad, or whether I'm scared or whether I'm going to do it. And I think what I've learned is that you really need to control your life and don't allow anyone else. When you're 18 years old, you are responsible for yourself. You are an adult. Yeah. So don't blame your husband or your family or your coworker or whatever that might be. Because at the end of the day, if you are authentic and you try and you ask for help and you just figure out ways to do it. I never knew how to do anything I've ever done. But I've learned to just ask and research. We all have to spend more time on things that are going to make us a better person. And I think we have to really realize that we need to learn how to control our minds.
Step into the inspiring world of Wendy Diamond, whose early entrepreneurial spark ignited a powerful movement in the realm of women's entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Nikki Barua, and today we're honored to chat with the CEO and founder of Women's Entrepreneurship Day organization. As we explore Wendy's impactful life story, she sheds light on the critical moments and decisions that have shaped her into a beacon of hope and transformation in the business world. Our special guest has made waves with her innovative and socially conscious approach to entrepreneurship. Tune in now to hear her remarkable story and visit gobeyondbarriers.com, where you'll find show notes and links to all the resources in this episode, including the best way to get in touch with Wendy. Hi, Wendy. I'm so thrilled to welcome you to the Beyond Barriers podcast. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on this.
We have a lot of exciting things to talk about because you have lived not just 9, but 18 lives. You do so many different things. And the best part is that you do it every single thing with so much passion and enthusiasm, and you play full out. So I can't wait for our audience to get to know you and learn more about the things you do and, more importantly, how you do it all. So let's dive right in. So I want to maybe start at beginning, if you will. Tell us a little bit about
your story.
I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. When I was a child, at a young age, I was taught by my father, who was an entrepreneur, about entrepreneurship. So when I was in second grade, I had a little business selling gum and toothpaste, gum and pencils during, break during kindergarten and second grade and things like that. So I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. I went through a little bit of a tragic time when I was in high school, where my father and my mother had some mental issues. And so I was on my own at 16. I ended up having to have two jobs and go to high school. And when I graduated high school, I graduated with poor grades. I couldn't get into any college. And that was the journey where my aunt from San Francisco said, you have to go to college. And we found a school in Boston that was an old finishing school turned four-year liberal arts school for women right outside of Boston. And that's where I went to college. It's called Pine Manor College. We were right in Boston. It was in an area called Chestnut Hill. And There were 300 women from all over the world. It was like the first time I met someone from Turkey. I didn't even know that was a country growing up. So it was just a really interesting place where My whole life just opened up.
That's incredible. That just sounds like such a formative experience, but I'm also blown away by your resilience. It sounded like your childhood years, having to fend for yourself and do two jobs and while going to school, that clearly shaped you in terms of the strength and resiliency developed. What helped you gain the clarity, though, in terms of all of the things you've gone on to do? Did you know back then what you were going to pursue, or the things that you were passionate about, or a sense of your own superpower and strengths?
No, like, no, not at all. My life, like, when I was growing up, it was like, I never wanted to leave my hometown. I grew up in a town of 2,500 people in a small town outside of Cleveland, Ohio, called Sugar Falls. I never imagined, right? I always say to people, like, if I would have known, you know, when I was drinking like a six pack of beer in the Dairy Queen parking lot of Cleveland, Ohio, that I'd be living the life I'm living now, I'd be like, oh my gosh, when can I start? I never imagined anything. Everything I've done in my life has just been literally because of like instances where I've learned about issues that I was like, I want to help and I want to make a difference. And all the obstacles where, you know, when I went to college, when I graduated, I didn't understand network, right? So I didn't like call anybody and say, oh, can you help me get a job or anything? And I sent out hundreds of resumes and I never got a job. And so it literally had made me become an entrepreneur right at the beginning of my life. And so this was like the greatest gift. I'm like, I think back on my childhood and yeah, it was super difficult. I have to be honest, it was like tragic. But like, it was super difficult. But if I didn't go through that, I would not have been who I am today. When my father was passing away on his deathbed, I remember saying specifically to him, thank you, thank you, thank you for being so crazy. Because if you weren't so crazy, I wouldn't be who I am today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know what I mean? And I think that we have to just all celebrate. Of course, you can't celebrate at the time and you go through things. But everything we go through in life is a positive. You might not know it in a day, a year, a decade. You might take you 20 years. But whatever it is you're going through, you're learning something and it's getting you to go to the next level of your life.
So, Wendy, all of the things that you do, did you know growing up that that's the path you wanted to take? Did you know what your strengths were, your passions were? How did you figure all that out?
No, everything for me has just been happenstance. You know, that I discovered something and I'm a Virgo, so I'm super passionate. And so when growing up, I just really loved my hometown. I grew up in a 2,500 person town in Sugar Falls, Ohio. It was a really small town. And I just thought this was the greatest place ever. And when I couldn't get into college and my aunt said, you have to go to college and found this amazing school in Boston that's called Pine Manor. And it was an old finishing school turned 4-year liberal arts school for women. I was like, a women's college. But going there opened up my whole life. I never knew there was a country called Turkey. And this whole school was from students, girls from all over the world, Saudi, Indonesia. So I learned all about the world. And I learned from there, I had two jobs, even going into college. And when I graduated, I sent out hundreds of resumes and no one hired me because I didn't realize you need a network, right? No one was talking about network, 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 right? And So that led me to my entrepreneurial journey. And that is, by the way, I'm grateful for all those people saying no to me. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for every aspect of my life. I'm grateful for my parents because I said on my dad's deathbed, like, oh my God, thank you for being so crazy. Because if you weren't so crazy, I wouldn't be who I am today. And mm-hmm. I think in life, everyone needs to realize everything we go through is a positive. Whether we know it in a day, a year, a decade, 20 years, everything we go through is going to teach us something and literally take us to the next level. And I believe I'm like the living example of it.
That's such an incredible attitude. And I just love how you framed it because so often people get caught up in this victim mindset, dwelling on the past, looking in the rearview mirror, thinking about all the things that could have, should have, would have, and really missing out on not only the learning, but also the path they could have before. Your attitude of just optimism and curiosity and learning clearly has set you up for that. Let's go back to the part about networking, your initial experience of realizing that, you know, I can't get a job because I don't have a network. How did you then, but those networks are equally important as an entrepreneur. How did you go about building businesses?
Well, so it's funny. I didn't really realize about networking until probably starting Women's Entrepreneurship Day organization, right? And so what happened was I ended up moving. I'll just throw this in. It'll sound really weird, but we'll go through it really quickly. I ended up moving to Turkey and starting my first business in Russia. And it was through somebody I met in college. And so doing that for about a year and a half, and I was pretty successful at it. I ended up moving to New York because I didn't want to live in Russia and I didn't want to be in Europe anymore. And after moving to New York, I befriended a homeless guy that was living on the corner right in front of the Plaza Hotel. And I didn't realize we would talk every day, right? Because I'd walk by him because I was living right there. Yeah. And I was like, what? Can't you get a job or whatever? And he's like, no, I make more money here asking for money than I would ever make at McDonald's. It made me like passionate about helping homeless people. That led me on a journey where I created two cookbooks with all the celebrities like Madonna and everybody. And I would do their famous recipes. And I raised all this money for homeless people and the Coalition for the Homeless and Empty the Shelters, which was an organization for the country. And I was on Oprah and Howard Stern. And literally, I loved and it was so passionate about what I was doing to help homeless people that it didn't, everyone I was speaking to, I would tell them what I'm doing. And then people would say, oh my gosh, my cousin is so-and-so from Bon Jovi, or my friend's father founded Sire Records, which Madonna was signed to. And that's how I did it. It was just all really natural and organic. And it was never anything about me with that mindset of fame, money, or power. It was really about helping. And I think what our society has come to today is like totally sad, because I think that's why we have like high mental health problems. Yeah. And I think why we have a lot of suicides and so forth is people are focused on the wrong things. And I think if people had more passion and purpose in their life, I truly believe they will be much more happy. They'll find that the world is a better place and that they're so fortunate, because when they see what's out there, and people really have rough lives, right?
Yeah. And your story exemplifies how simply wanting to help someone and solve a problem can lead to so many things you can do and the platform for impact that it creates and the lives that it changes.
So that project, creating these cookbooks, taught me, number one, how to self-publish books, because I didn't know you had to go get somebody. So I self-published them. It taught me how to get these famous people and how to network. It taught me how to get sponsors to help pay for it. It taught me so much. So after I did that project, I ended up going to the city shelter in New York, and I ended up adopting a dog and a cat. And I couldn't believe I adopted a purebred dog and a purebred Russian blue cat that I started researching, and I learned at that time 12 million animals were euthanized a year, and nobody in the media was talking about animal rescue or adoption. And you didn't see anywhere at this time celebrities and pets. You didn't see anything of pop culture and pets. And that's what inspired me to create Animal Fair Media. I created the first magazine to bring celebrities and pop culture to the animal rescue world, because I knew that if we taught everyone you could adopt any breed, any size, any age, people would choose to adopt versus buy dogs, right? And at that time, you didn't see, People Magazine didn't even have pets and celebrities. None of the shows had rescue dogs or adoption. None of what today was happening then, right? There were maybe two dog fashion designers, right? So I created the first ever pet fashion show for animal rescue with all the famous designers from Valentino to Vera Wang to Kate Spade, all these people, and got famous people to walk them down the runway and went on this journey to just bring pop culture and celebrity to the animal rescue world so we could change and bring that number down. And now today, years later, that number's down to 2 million. And if you look why, it's because of celebrities and pop culture. Because now you see everyone's talking about rescue and adoption. But when I started that, nobody was, right? And so I was so passionate about it. Like there was, because I adopted I went to the city shelter. I couldn't believe the conditions. And I really wanted to save animals. And at that time, when I started, even Purina, the biggest pet food company in the world, wouldn't advertise with us because we created the first pet fashion show and they didn't believe pets should be in pet clothing. Can you believe it? And now they're part of the
That's a huge industry.
Now it's like a huge industry, and they're one of the sponsors of one of the biggest pet fashion shows, right?
Oh,
it's funny when you look back on it. It's surreal.
That's talk about massive social impact, but also you've pioneered so many trends and so many new things that have all made the world a better place, including, I want to go on to the next one of the Women's Entrepreneurship Day organization. So tell us how that came about.
As I mentioned, I created Animal Fear Magazine. I had 10 books out, How to Understand Men Through Their Dogs, How to Train Your Boss to Roll Over, all these amazing fun books to teach people how to be better. And I had 5 TV shows. I was on the Today Show every month. I had a primetime show on CBS. I raised millions of dollars for animal rescue, donated a wing at the Humane Society of New York to help people who couldn't afford critical care for their pets. And I then got a stalker that literally ruined my life in the animal world. For 5 years, I had a woman literally who created 50 anonymous email addresses to fame and slander me, would literally, you know, when I'd be on, say, hey, I'm going to be on the Today Show, she'd send all these emails and the Today Show would cancel me. Or all the sponsors of our animal rescue events and all these things would stop supporting us because of this person. And literally my whole life fell apart. But one of the greatest gifts, and I thank this person so much now, because it propelled me to an even more impactful life. And because of that, I got to take care of my father at the end of his life. And that was where I basically said, thank you for being so crazy. If you weren't so crazy, I wouldn't be who I am today. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. And that led me to make a commitment to myself. And when I make a commitment to myself, I keep that commitment. People don't realize you yourself is the most important person to yourself. And when you make a commitment to yourself, you need to keep that commitment. And so I made a commitment. I would go to 2 new countries a year for the rest of my life because I love the world. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to Honduras on vacation, not realizing it was the murder capital of the world. And that's where I ended up volunteering for an organization that gives microloans to poor women. And on that journey, I didn't realize all the statistics of women. And that was in 2013. And at that time, I learned 1% of venture dollars went toward women founders. I learned that these women receiving microloans were paying it back at a 98% rate. And 90% of that money went to educate their children, provide for their families. I learned on that journey that when women are empowered in business, they have self-confidence, they have dignity, they don't allow human rights violations, that the world is a capitalist society, giving a hand up, not a hand out, is the future. So that's when I learned and was inspired after meeting a 72-year-old woman that had 3 kids on this journey. And I was like, oh my gosh, how'd you have these 3 kids? And she said her daughter passed away, the husband ran off, and she literally are taking care of her 3 grandchildren. She received a microloan from this organization called Adelante that I was volunteering for. And she opened up one window in her one-room hut with a dirt floor where she slept with these 3 grandchildren and started selling Cokes and toothpaste. And she was able to afford $1 a month for those kids to go to school.
Wow.
And I just saw she was so inspired and she was so happy and she was so proud. So that's what, you know, drove me to start researching and learning all about the statistics of women in business and realizing at that time, nobody was talking about women entrepreneurs or women in business. And that's when I came back to New York. I got our governor and our mayor to officially proclaim the day Women's Entrepreneurship Day, which is on November 19th. And that's for entrepreneurs too, because there's no more loyalty in the world. You got to be an entrepreneur in your company so they can't lose you. And literally, I went around the world to all my friends and said, hey, who in your country or city is the greatest woman to bring governments, business leaders, civil society, entrepreneurs, investors together to collaborate to find solutions to economically empower women and support women entrepreneurs? Because when you think about life, right, we all talk about systematic change now, but if you don't embrace everyone, and that was the goal, to be by creating this from the ground up. And that's how we created Women's Entrepreneurship Day organization. We do. Women entrepreneurs do make a difference around the world.
I love it. And it speaks to my heart. And exactly what I do. You're solving the problem that I've faced firsthand. And as a female founder, it's always been a struggle of fighting for resources and hoping to get a tiny fraction of what is available to the male majority. And it frankly isn't just inequitable for women in the workplace or women in business, but it also is leaving opportunity on the table. There are so many brilliant founders who have great ideas across every dimension of society. And when they don't get funded and they don't get an opportunity, we lose out on those ideas. So thank you for what you're doing and for bringing all of that together.
What if you knew exactly where to focus to go further, faster? Imagine having clarity on your strengths and barriers and the ability to take action and gain unstoppable momentum to deliver results in advance. Take the Beyond Barriers Momentum Metric Quiz to get a personalized report on the 5 C's, core categories used to measure and accelerate success. Visit gobeyondbarriers.com/quiz to get your report today.
The thing that grabs my attention the most is every single thing you've described so far and every initiative you've created, it's come from this place of deep purpose and massive passion and all of that. But you haven't even referenced the challenges you probably had to overcome to get
there.
I should go build all these things.
Listen, am I going to look at the past? Or am I going to live in the present? And I think that we just need to focus on the positive.
Yeah.
Right? The world is in such disarray right now that there's so much opportunity. And there's so much now, more than ever, especially for women entrepreneurs, that there's more women entrepreneurs and funding women entrepreneurs. There's more government programs. Corporations are supporting women entrepreneurs. Everybody now realizes the importance to funding women entrepreneurs and women in business. And I think if people spent more time focusing on the positive and being proactive, I've heard probably a million no's, right? And I still hear no. I think we all have to just realize, number one, whatever you go through in life is a positive. Perseverance is key to success. Resilience is key to success. And luckily, puppy love. We should all be adopting dogs. We are the luckiest people in the world. And it's so easy to adopt. There's still millions available and so forth. And so I think people just need to have more fun in life and just enjoy simple things.
I love that. What you shared about the optimism and just finding, doing things that's our joy, like holding a puppy and doing things that are meaningful and that bring a sense of play and having fun instead of feeling dark and heavy and the pessimism that is everywhere. How we work with a lot of women professionals from all around the world. And one of the common themes we hear, and this is through a lot of the research and assessments that we do, the single biggest thing that they all describe that holds them back is self-doubt. And this is across the board. It doesn't matter how high achieving, how experienced they are, and what part of the world they're in. Self-doubt gets in the way of following your dream and pursuing something you want to do, or quitting that job and starting a business or growing the business. It shows up in every way. What are some ways that what advice would you give to someone who's just holding back and struggling, afraid of rejection, afraid of taking that next step, and yet they could have this other thing on the other side of fear is this incredible future ahead of them? What advice would you give to them step by step to overcome that?
The first thing we have to realize is that we control our mind. The way we see, the way we think, and the way we feel. So when you wake up in the morning, it's your decision to say, I'm happy or I am sad, or whether I'm scared or whether I'm going to do it. And I think what I've learned is that you really need to control your life and don't allow anyone else. When you're 18 years old, you are responsible for yourself. You're an adult. So don't blame your husband or your family or your coworker or whatever that might be. Because at the end of the day, if you are authentic and you try and you ask for help and you just figure out ways to do it. So I never knew how to do anything I've ever done. Right. And I've never had a mentor, sadly. I went on a journey to create be my mentor, but I've never had a mentor. Right. Wow. And so, but I've learned to just ask and research. I watch a million videos. I watch a million inspirational videos. We all have to spend more time on things that are going to make us a better person. And I think we have to really realize that we need to learn how to control our minds.
Yeah.
When I had the stalker for 5 years, my whole life fell apart. Literally 70% of the people I was friends with never spoke to me again. Mm-hmm. And at that time in my head, I knew everything that person was doing was a lie. But what really kept me going is I knew that I'm learning something, that there's going to be a positive, right? Yeah. And look what happened. I ended up in Honduras on vacation. I didn't go there for a purpose. I went there for vacation. It was the murder capital of the world. And so I ended up volunteering for this organization that spurred something in my mind that changed my entire life, right? And now with my life, I've been dedicated in investing in really important, impactful projects. And a couple of things I'm invested in, one's called Dollar Donation Club, to enable everyone in the world to donate a dollar to the most impactful projects in the world, to bring hope and purpose back to people's lives so they can learn about amazing initiatives and be a part of it. I invested in a company called opengrants.io, and Open Grants is disrupting the $4 trillion of non-diluted funding to help entrepreneurs and nonprofits to be able to easily access grants through the artificial intelligence. You just put up one profile and then the artificial intelligence then alerts you when there's grants available and populates your profile and then just alerts you on questions you need to answer. And just really investing in things that are going to help people have a more impactful and better life.
Oh, wow. Those are some incredible ideas, especially the one about grants is about solving some real.
And then I'm also, just because I love animals and I want to help animals, I invested in a company called Base Paws, female founder, and they use DNA genome and basically was the 23andMe for pets. And now they've acquired by Zoetis. And so now they're going to be making medications and food that are going to help our pets live longer and healthier lives. And so I think just really living an authentic and genuine life and not worry about fame, money, or power, right? Yeah. And bringing more about purpose and passion in your life, I think people will be better all around.
That is so true. And you also attract the right kind of people to you that expand that even more. Because when like-minded people come into your life, you just create that ecosystem and that environment where it's even more so. Speaking of which, I'm curious about, you have built an incredible community across many different ecosystems. And we talked about that in the past, about how many different worlds you're part of and how those worlds intersect. One of the questions we often get is, how do you build relationships where you may not have a known advantage? For example, you might be early in your career, you want to get to know someone, maybe it's looking to access investors, maybe it's just looking to learn from people. But what is, in your experience, been like the secret to building great relationships and authentic ones?
It's never about me. Everybody in the world has a talent in something. Everyone could teach everyone something or help everyone in something.
Yeah.
So my relationships and why I have great relationships is because I'm always trying to help. And I listen. And when people just are like, can you do this for me and this for me and this for me? My whole life, it was never about me. It was, how am I helping homeless animals? How am I going to help homeless people? how am I helping impoverished women become entrepreneurs? And so in my mind, it was never why I built this whole community is because it was never about me, right? And so I think when people are going out, let's say they're looking to raise money or they're looking to get a new job, think about when you're going to reach out to somebody, do a little research. What are they interested in? Or how can you help them? So that's why I say, like, if you're a startup, get advisors. Those advisors will help you. If you're looking for a new job, right? Put yourself in a community of people. Start volunteering at organizations that might have those people that you're looking to meet. Start volunteering. And by being in those ecosystems, you will build relationship.
Yeah, and nurturing them by continuing to give and being of value to other people, because that over time not only strengthens what your gifts are that people that you're able to bring to that community, but it also earns the gratitude that then opens doors for ways that other people can help you. So
exactly,
that's very pragmatic and powerful, because it also leads to beautiful, long-lasting relationships instead of transactional ones.
If somebody would have told me I'd be living the life I'm living now, I feel like so lucky, because I feel like, you know what? If all ends tomorrow, it's been the greatest gift.
That is a beautiful attitude of gratitude. All right. Well, let's switch to our lightning round questions. So I'm going to ask you 5 questions and we'll just go through this real quick. That gives our audience, more insight into your personality. So 1, what book has greatly influenced you?
The Encyclopedia.
Ooh, I love that. That's a sign of incredible curiosity. I love the Encyclopedia too. What is your favorite inspiring quote or saying?
It has to be Henry Kissinger. His quote, "A diamond is a chunk of coal that did well under pressure," is me.
It's also your name. So what is one, how would you best describe yourself in a word or two or a moniker?
Always supporting the underdog.
What is one change you implemented that made your life better?
Learning how to control my mind.
That's a powerful one. And finally, what power song would you want playing as you walk out onto a stage?
That's a hard one. I would have to say Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run, because I just love that song. And then Wendy's in the lyrics.
There you go. There's a song out for you. Well, I love this, Wendy. Your energy and enthusiasm and deep sense of purpose, all so inspiring and so incredible. I'm excited for our audience to learn from you, more importantly, connect with you and follow you and support all of the initiatives that you lead. So we'll be sharing all of the resources in our podcast, and I'd invite everyone that is inspired by Wendy's contribution and mission to join her, support her, and make this world a better place together. So thank you, Wendy, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, and happy.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Beyond Barriers podcast. There are thousands of podcasts out there, and we are so grateful that you've chosen to listen to ours. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and tell a friend, or share what you've learned on LinkedIn and tag us. We love hearing from our audience. Visit us at gobeyondbarriers.com, where you can subscribe and find show notes, links, and the best way to connect with our guests.